Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to the podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of English so that you can communicate in a better and more effective way. And we do that by looking at grammar, some grammar points, some sentences, their construction and other areas around vocabulary, expressions and all sorts of other aspects. So what do I have for you in this particular podcast? Well, what we're going to take a look at now are idioms, and there are many hundreds of idioms. So we'll take these what I call amusing or funny idioms and explain them to you, give you some examples of how you might use them, and hopefully you'll have a better understanding of these particular idioms, what they mean, how to use them, and when to use them. Okay, so let's take the first one. As cool as a cucumber. A cucumber is a particular vegetable that we use in salads. They grow in the open or in greenhouses. They grow along the ground. Usually we store them in a fridge, and because of their content, which is mostly water, they're quite cool, or a cold piece of vegetable. Okay, some people like them, some people don't. The taste can be quite nice, quite refreshing, particularly in the summer. So when you want to have a nice, refreshing meal, you don't want to eat hot soup because it's a warm day, then you can eat a vegetarian type meal. You can eat lettuce or salads, and part of that salad might be cucumber. So when we say as cool as a cucumber, it means somebody is really super cool. You know, they don't get upset very easily. They don't get annoyed. They don't get angry. They're as cool as a cucumber. So let's take a situation where there's some problem in the office. The boss is away for a few days and something gets lost or some order gets misplaced, and the customers are shouting up and down. The boss comes in and he wants to know what's happened. So one of your colleagues, Jonathan, comes in and he sits down, and the boss starts shouting and screaming and roaring, and Jonathan is there just taking it all in, and just very cool he says, "Well, it's all sorted now. I dealt with it. The customer got his order. There's nothing else to be said about it. It's the problem has been solved." So Jonathan, as cool as a cucumber, took the heat out of the situation and told the boss that the problem had been resolved. To have your head in the clouds. Well, we all know what clouds are. They're bad news. They bring rain, they bring snow, and depending on the color of the clouds, they can be light and very high, or they can be darker and quite low, and they make the day quite dull. So if you have your head in the clouds, usually means you cannot see anything. So we use this expression, he or she has their head in the clouds, meaning they're going around not being aware of anything else that is happening. The whole world could blow up and they wouldn't even notice it. They have their head in the clouds. So usually they have their head in the clouds for a particular reason. Perhaps they are just a romantic, perhaps they are a daydreamer, but they're not really connected in that sense to the real world, and they go around with their head in the clouds, not being aware of anything that's going on around them. So perhaps the teacher is talking about one of your school friends, and David, who's a bit of a daydreamer, and they're trying to get him to focus on the exams, and the teacher says to the headmaster, "I'm not sure what we're going to do with David. He always has his head in the clouds. He's constantly daydreaming. I don't think he's going to take these exams too seriously." A different kettle of fish. It's quite a interesting and strange reference. Again, another use of animals here, the fish. A kettle is the instrument you use to boil water, usually to make tea or perhaps coffee. A kettle of fish is unusual because you wouldn't usually put fish in the kettle. You might put them in a pan. And we use this expression, a different kettle of fish, to mean that that is something entirely different. Okay, it's you might be talking about one thing and then you change the subject to something else and somebody will say, well, that's a completely different kettle of fish. So they know and recognize that we're talking about two different things. Okay, so if we take an example where you're talking to your work colleague, let's call her Catherine, and you are Mary. Okay, so Mary says to Catherine, is that order completed for the client in London? And Catherine says, yes, of course. I think the order, it went out yesterday. And well, what about the order for the client in Manchester? Oh, well, now that's a different kettle of fish. That's a real problem. The order got lost. Then when we tried to contact the client, they didn't know what they had ordered. They're trying to locate their copy of their order form, but nobody seems to have kept a copy. So it's a real mess. It's a totally different kettle of fish. So the first order went through, the second order didn't. It's a completely different story. It's a different kettle of fish. Well, I hope you've enjoyed those. I hope I've given you an understanding of them. As always, thanks for listening. And if you want to contact me directly, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to receive your suggestions. Indeed, about prices has been included specifically on the request of one of our listeners. So thank you for that. And you can get in touch with me soon. And hopefully I'll have more for you in the future. So as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.